Today being the 23rd day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to the second day of April, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir organized by the International Organization of Tijaniya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmadu Bello University Zara Chapter at the Faculty of Engineering Mass, between 5 and 6 p.m. ED of Ramadan, continues from the 50th ayah of Surah Zuhruf. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Lukina will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaku will recite the Holy Quran. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى فرعون في قومه قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدره المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ونادى فرعون في قومه قال يا قوم اليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الانهار تجري من تحتي افلا تبصرون الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us after Allah has sent them punishment, and those punishments, one after the other, they could not lift it, but they had to recourse to Anil Musa to beg Allah before it was lifted. So Anil Musa has suddenly become somebody important. So Fir'auna, in desperation, called his people together, put all of them together, and is asking, "Wanade Fir'auna fi qawmihi?" Fir'auna was now calling within his people, "Ya qawmi, oh my people, all of you come, listen. Alaysa li mulku Misra? This place, Masr, am I not the one that is in charge of the kingdom? Wa hadhi al-anharu tajri min tahti? Don't you see these rivers? That from Nile, I'm able to dredge it. It comes underneath my house, even through my bedroom. It's passes underneath it. Afala tubsirun? Whatever anybody is promising you, don't you see my strength? Don't you see my kingdom? Afala tubsirun? Can't you see here?" This is Fir'auna that said by saying, "Ana rabbukum al-a'la. I'm your Lord, I'm your God that is higher than any other God." Now he has seen some punishment. He's weaned. His courage has been destroyed, because for the first time they see a situation where water was turning to blood. They had to go and beg Adib Musa before it was cleared. Rain is falling, it's all frogs. They have to go and call Adib Musa before it was cleared. There is now famine. They had to call Adib Musa before it was cleared. So this calling Adib Musa all the time, everybody now knows that this Moses has some power. So he has to call his people again and put up a face. That's why he said, "Ya qawmi, alaysa li mulku Misra? Don't you, I'm the one who has the kingdom of Egypt, pa. Wa hadhi al-anharu tajri min tahti. If anybody promises you, don't you see river?" Because Fir'auna was one of those that used the knowledge of sorcerers to the maximum. at their time, sorcerers and soothsayers have not been banned from meeting with peeping at what the angel said until after the prophet came. نقول من هما قائد للسميع فمن يستمع الآن يجد له شهابا رصدا. They used to go to the first firmament, that is the Satan and the jinn. Whatever they hear, they come and tell their people. That's why you find out before there was a lot of magic. Science based most of its findings on what magicians can tell them. So here he was able to do all sorts, take Nile, dredge it, make it to pass through his house, build all these pyramids, build all this. Remember, Pa, Egypt is just a small place on earth that he claimed that he is in charge. At the time of Sayyidina Umar, before he sent Amr ibn As to go and look after Egypt, he sent one Sahabat to be in charge of Egypt after they conquered Egypt. Remember, Egyptians initially are not Arabs. They became Arabized. When he sent him to go to Egypt, then as he was going, when he just came to the gate of Egypt and saw it, sir, this is the Egypt that Tirana was saying, alayhi salimu kumisra, I'm not interested in this. He went back, said, now one, said, please, I'm sorry, forgive me. Egypt is too small for me to be the king of, to go and be a leader of Egypt. It's too small a place for me. This place that Tirana is, this is what he's so proud of, to me, it's too small for me. So he left. Egypt has story behind it. Allah has referred to the place as Misr. He has also referred to coming to the world as Misr. So people used to, they used to look at themselves as people who, like, they are from the mother of cities of the world. All is not true. That's why once in a while, Allah will send to them scholars that would show them that whatever they are, somebody is above them. You can see Anil Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, that's where he went, and they gave him Hajara. Hajara, radiallahu ta'ala anha, is the grandmother of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam from Anil Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. And again, you will find Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, also was in Egypt. He met with Sheikh Mahmoud al-Kurdi, and there he was treated, and everybody agreed that he was above them in knowledge. The time of Sayyidina Umar al-Kuti, he also was going to Mecca for Hajj, and he passed to Egypt. And when he got to Egypt, what happened to him? During his time, as he was getting to Egypt, he found out that they put on the gate of the city gate that Mislika Alf, your type will have 1,000 in Egypt. Because if you will never see people that boast like Egyptians. They boast a lot. Mislika Alf, your type is 1,000 here. He did not talk. He stayed at the gate. Look for a carpenter to get him up, and he removed the signboard and bring it down. Of course, he was arrested. When he was arrested, he was taken to the king. You came, you are a visitor passing by, and you climb our gate and you remove the signboard and put it down. It's a crime. He said, no. Egypt is a very old city that is known and respected. A city like that, the gate should not be carrying a lie. Huh? The gate is carrying a lie. He said, yes. What is the lie, sir? It's written there, Miss Luka Al. Your type, there's 1,000. Just like Kano people used to boast. He said, but this is a lie. They quickly understood that he's a scholar. Okay, you're a scholar. You don't have your type in Egypt. He said, me, my type, it doesn't exist in Egypt. That's Sheikh Umar al-Kuti, the one that wrote Arimah. Then it's okay. They gather scholars for him. They brought about 10 scholars to question him, to know whether he has knowledge, let alone for his knowledge to be above the scholars of Egypt. When they brought the 10 scholars, they were going to ask him questions. He said, no, it's wrong. We greet. We make salama to each other. Then you introduce yourself to me. Then I introduce myself to you. So you know who you are talking to. I know who I'm talking to. Then before we start, each of them introduced himself to him. After this one said, I'm this, the son of this. This is where I school. This is where I'm this, son of this. I'm this. After they finished, me, I'm Umar Ben Saad Al-Futi. After he introduced himself, he said, okay, before I start, you told me you are this, the son of this. Is that not so? Am I correct? I said, yes. You told me you are this, the son of this. Am I correct? I said, yes. You told me you are this, the son of this. Am I correct? He finished off. First of all, I told you I'm who. Can anybody tell me? Nobody could remember his name. They agreed that he's above them. So this is it. So this is that Egypt that his Herbert has once refused that I will not be leader of an Egypt. What is that Egypt? The one that Fir'auna was boasting of. Alayhi mulku Misra, Wahazil Anhar Tajumin Tati, Abala Tusserun.
أمن خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين
أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين Still on the issue of Egypt, our Sheikh Sharif Salim. The people, he has never been to the university, any university of Padamata. But when he goes to Azhar, the Sheikh Al-Hazar, who is like the vice president of Egypt, they all stand up and have high respect for him. One day, the current Sheikh Al-Azhar was saying it. He said, when you hear Allah, he said, وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْإِلْمِ He said, today you can't find them in the world, except this type. Again, when Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz radiallahu ta'ala anhu was invited to Egypt by Jamal Abdel Nasser, that is the president at the time, when he went, Jamal Abdel Nasser said, we should go to Friday prayer. They went together. They were entering the mosque and the Sheikh Al-Azhar that is supposed to be the Imam of the Jum'ah saw Sheikh coming and said, no, Sheikh, you come and lead the Jum'ah. This is my khutbah and this is the stick to lead the Jum'ah. Sheikh said, thank you very much. I will lead the Jum'ah, but I will give you my own khutbah and I will use my stick. And Sheikh gave khutbah. In that khutbah he was starting Alhamdulillah, Allah taqaddas bi Jabal Hahud, and like that. In the khutbah he was doing it, a lot of them were with him. After the khutbah they said, we used to hear that there are people of knowledge of your kind, but we have never seen, we have seen it today. So Allah will always show that he can have people that will be above other people that are in Egypt. So Egypt has one of the best universities in the world. They have one of the best scholarship programs in the world. But Allah always, once in a while, takes scholars to that place to show them. So after Fir'auna has declared that he's king, he's the one who owns the kingdom, he said, Am ana khairun? Am I not better min hadha alladhi huwa mahinun than this one that is dejected, that when you see him, what is in him? Mahinun. Miserable, wala yakadu yubin, that even if he's going to talk, he can hardly make any speech. He didn't know that Allah has corrected the tongue of Anil Musa. Because Anil Musa, when he was small, he grew up in the palace of Fir'auna from his youth. He was taken in a box and brought. Fir'auna said he should be killed. The wife said, let's not kill him. Qurratu aynun li walak, la taqtuluhu. This is a good news for me. I have not had a child. Luckily now I see one. This is good news. It's going to make, it's going to be the pleasure of our eyes, me and you. But as Ani Musa was growing up as a toddler, he was saying things sometimes that showed that he doesn't like Firaun. One day Firaun said, Kai, this boy, pa, I'm afraid of him, pa. He said, look at what he's saying. Sometimes he will abuse, say something not directly abuse, but something that shows that Firaun is not sensible. So I will kill him. He said, no, he's a boy, he doesn't understand anything. One day, he said, okay, this boy, he doesn't know the difference between date and charcoal. So he doesn't know the difference. So they brought date, very plumpy date, and red charcoal. The normal thing is that if you touch charcoal, it should burn. And then Musa was going to take the date. The angels made him to take the red charcoal. He didn't burn his hand until he gets to the tongue, and he burned the tongue. From then on, he couldn't talk. So you see, I told you that this boy is just a boy. He doesn't know any difference of anything. So from then on, the tongue couldn't call all the letters very well. So he had a numbling in his tongue. He can't call all the letters. That's how he grew up. So his Firaun is now using it to say, ah, look at me, look at him. I'm ana khairun min hadha alladhi huwa mahinun. Look at how he's standing, miserable. What does he have apart from what is him wearing? Wala yakadi bin, ask him, let me talk and let him talk. And you see that he cannot give you any oratory prowess or speech. But the time that Allah sent Anib Musa, he had begged Allah, Rabbi shrah li sadri, wa yassir li amri, wa hulul umdatan min lisani, yafqahu qawli, waj'al li wazira min ahli, haruna ahi, ijtud bihi azri, wa shiriku fi amri, kay nusabbihaka kaseera wa nuskuruka fi inna kunta bina basira. He has begged Allah for all this, and Allah to all, he said, qad utiyutuka sulaka ya Musa. All I have answered for you. And among it is that, wa hulul umdatan min lisani, Allah, this drawback in my tongue, remove it. And Allah removed it. But he doesn't know now that Adam Musa can talk clearly. And he's using it to despise Moses in front of the crowd, so that the crowd can continue to follow him, even though people are now saying that Moses is the one lifting the punishment they are on.
ألقي عليه أساورة من ذهب أو جاء معه الملائكة مقترنين.
ولولا ألقي عليه أساورة من ذهب أو جاء معه الملائكة مقترنين. And Firaun went ahead and he was telling his people, as he was making his speech, trying to convince his people not to bother about who Moses is. If he says he's from Allah, look at me with all gold, look at my gold bangles, look at my authority of gold, look at my maize, all these things that are authorities, look at them. What of him? Why not that apparels of gold which should be put on him, so that you can see that he comes from somebody who has authority. Or that angels should come with him as a sign that he came with authority, muqtarinin, and they are constantly with him. Just like if you are going to send an ambassador out to from Nigeria to anywhere, you will give him instruments of administration. So anybody that sees him, they know he's from Nigeria. You see the weight of Nigeria in him. When you go to Nigerian house, it can depict Nigeria. If this person says he's from Allah, why is it that he's looking so miserable? Why is it no gold, no diamond, nothing on him? Or let him at least, we all know that the angels are people that are pious and pure people. Why are they even no angels following him?
فاستخف قومه فأطاعوه إنهم كانوا قوما فاسقين
فاستخف قومه فأطاعوه إنه كانوا قوما فاسقين فاستخف قومه فرعون did not desist in talking to his people using derogatory statements that only appeal to people with light brains. Fastahafa kaumahu. Stahafa, that's people with light brain. Somebody comes, is talking to you, it's not truth, but just playing on your brain, and you agree because it is funny. Fastahafa kaumahu. Ba'atahu. So they followed him. This is innahum kanu kauman fasikin. They are a people who are used to transgression, always committing sins. So it's very easy for you to bring somebody to be talking light things that makes people light on their head and they will follow it. Like sometimes you are in a place, everybody knows that this leader is doing very bad, he is not good. But somebody will come and praise him, praise, and everybody will be laughing, smiling. Why? Because that's what pleases them, that's what they want to hear. Because they are themselves transgressors, they are hearing transgressive statement, they accept, they take it. In Amkanu come and fast again. Allah said, they are people that are used to transgression, that are used to evil doing.
فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ
فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ فَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ فَلَمَّا أَسَفُونَا, when they got on our nerves and they made us to feel bad, or they made us to be angered, intakamna minhum, then we cease from them, we took retribution from them. Fagrahnahum ajma'in, then all of them we drowned. Here asaf, that's to feel grief, to feel sudden. Is this something permissible to Allah? This kind of questions, the ulamas have problem in understanding it. How will Allah say, Falamma asafuna, when he has grieved us and saddened us and angered us? Because all these meanings come with asaf. At the time of Sheikh Ahmad Tijani, they asked him, this kind of statement, Sheikh, how do you explain it? And Sheikh said, there are statements that has a beginning and has an end. There are attributes that is not just by itself. It has a beginning and it has an end. He said, like love, anger, saddening, pleased, all these things, they are attributes that has a beginning. Love, the beginning of it is that the heart is happy. There is a movement in the heart. The person has to have a heart. But what is the end of it? Whatever you know will benefit the person, you give him. That is the end of love. And whatever he knows will benefit you, he gives you. Then when you are sad, sadness comes with a beginning, that you feel sad, you feel sorrowful. Then at the end of it, it gives you anger. Whatever you can do to take retribution, you take it. Then all these kind of attributes that are taken, given to Allah, that we know is not possible for Allah. The beginning of it is impossible to think of it for Allah, but the end of it is possible for Allah. If Allah says he loves somebody, he doesn't, the beginning has, it has nothing to do with the beginning. That no, he stayed, no. This person is doing something that is correct. So what a person who loves somebody will do at the end, which is to do, give everything he has to that person, Allah can do it. That is the meaning of it. Falamma asafuna, that these people, they angered us. It's not that what they did, Allah will get annoyed with it. No, but whenever a person that is annoyed, if he's taking retribution, how does he take retribution? If you do something that Allah does not ask you to do, then Allah will do give that punishment that the person who is angered normally will give, he will give. And that's why I was giving the example yesterday and 2 days ago. I said, it's like you are taking an exam. Your teacher has taught you. This is the answer. If this comes, this is how you should do it. If this comes, this is how you should do it. Then you are in the examination in front of him. You are not the only one. Other people are answering their question. You are answering your own. But you are answering your own wrongly. Is he annoyed? He has not, because his own is to teach and now he's marking you. So when your paper comes, he will give you fail that you fail. But if your mother is there and he knows that this answer you are answering is a wrong answer, she will feel sad, but not the teacher. If your father is there and he sees that what you are answering is wrong, he can feel sadness. But teacher does not feel sadness. He's here to teach you. If you pass, that's what he wants. He will give you the mark. If you fail, that's who you are. He will give you the mark. You will not feel any sorry that, I shouldn't give him a bad mark. No. He will give it to you. So that Sheikh Ahmad Jiani was saying that the beginning of some of these attributes is impossible for Allah, but the results that it produces, Allah gives such results to people who do it. فَلَمَّا أَعْصَفُنَا انْتَقَمْنَا مِنْهُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَاهُمْ وَأَجْمَعِينَ
فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ
فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا وَمَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is saying, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا. O Prophet, you know what we did to this people? فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا. We now made him to be predecessors. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهَدُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. They are now predecessors that will lead people to hell. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا. We made them to be predecessors. وَمَثَلًا, and to be examples. لِلْآخِرِينَ, for those that are coming behind. Just like the first lazama, وَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ إِسْوَةٌ حَسْنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ. It's an example for anybody who wants to go to Allah. What you normally give as an example is something that is captivating, that takes your attention. When you see it, you take your attention. Today, everybody goes to Egypt. Allah has preserved the body of that Fir'auna. Everybody sees him. Everybody will look at him. This is the one that said he was the God of the whole world. Ana rabbukum al-a'la. Look at him now. Everybody will see all this pyramid he built, all the sciences that he had, all the things that he got that made him to feel that he's such an important person. Then Allah drowned them in this river, in this Red Sea. Everybody is seeing it today. That this is the sea that Anif Musa used his staff to strike, and it became Kullu Firkin Kattawdil Azim. That it broke into 12 different parts, and you can see water standing in 12, and each tribe can follow each one. All of this is the same place that this thing happened. So Allah will normally give something that is captivating, cannot easily disappear as example. Allah says, فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ سَلَفًا. He made him to insist us, not of guiding to truth, but of guiding people that have intellect, that they were bad people, don't follow their path. وَمَثَلًا, and as an example, لِلْآخِرِينَ, for those that are coming. So you find a lot of people from Europe, from East, from the West, from even Nigeria, they go to Egypt, they want to visit, they want to see the pyramid, they want to see Fir'auna, they want to see what, so that all these things is what Allah is saying. They are now an example. This is one that called himself Allah. Where is he today?
وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصُدُّونَ.
وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصُدُّونَ. Then Allah is taking another section now. He said, وَلَمَّا ضُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا. When we took the son of Maryam, durube masalan and make him as an example, a shining example. Iza qawmuka minhu yasuddun. Then we find that your people are all over the place, laughing, making jests, using it, the example, to even block people. An example that is supposed to draw people's mind. Iza qawmuka minhu yasuddun. But they are using it to block people and to make a jest of you. What is this example? Allah said in the Quran, innakum wa ma ta'buduna min dunillahi hasabu jahannama antum laha waridun. You and all that you are worshipping, all of you are going to be firewood of hell. They are going to be taken to hell and be burnt there. Allah was telling people of Makkah this, all these idols you are worshipping, you and them will be in hell. This was an example that was given. So they turned it, as they are going to tell us in the front.
وَقَالُوا أَآلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُوَ مَا ضَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمُونَ.
وقالوا أآلهتنا خير أم هو ما ضربوه لك إلا جدلا بل هم قوم خصمون. What did they tell the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم? They said this, أآلهتنا خير أم هو. So, O Prophet, you say you are a prophet. You said, we and what we are worshipping, our idols, are going to be in hell and will be firewood there and burn. Then let us ask you now, these are our idols. Are they better than Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ is better than them? Alihatna khairun am hu. Since all that, since ma'bud and the abiduna and ma'buduna, all of them are going to go to hell. Those that are worshipping and what they are worshipping, all of them are going to enter hell. Then tell us, because we do know that some of our forefathers were worshipping the angels. So which means, wherever the angels, if the angels are going to be in hell, then we are pleased with it. With our idols and us, it's okay. We also know that the Jews, they are worshipping Uzeru. If Uzeru, because he's being worshipped, the people that worship Uzeru and Uzeru himself are going to be in hell, so we are pleased, me too, we can go there. We know that the Christians, they are worshipping Jesus Christ. If they are going to hell and Jesus Christ they are worshipping is going to hell, we are okay. فَلَمَا دُرِبَ إِبْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَسْلًا إِذَا قَمُلْكَ مِنْهُ يَسْتِمْ وَقَالُوا أَلِهَتْنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُو. Because Allah has said, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَسَبُ جَهَنَّمَ أَنْتُمْ لَهَا وَارِدُونَ. You and what you are worshipping, all of you are firewood for hell. You are going to put there and you burn there. They know in Arabic, when you say ma, is indicating something that has no life. For somebody that has life, you will say, man. Allah did not say, innakum wa man ta'abuduna. He said, innakum wa ma ta'abuduna. But they are bringing this just to create arguments. That's why there's another verse, Allah brought. Because when they told the Prophet like this, the Prophet had no answer. He was just looking, he had no answer. Until Allah brought the other verse. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنِ أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. Those that we have already decreed that they are good people, these people are far away from it. Because still, human beings that are worshipped, that agree to be worshipped, that turn themselves to Allah like Namrud, they too, they are going to go to hell. That's why they are now using that to torment the Prophet ﷺ. If the one that is worshipped and the worshippers, they are going to hell, we know angels are worshipped. We know Uzeru is worshipped. We know Jesus Christ is worshipped. They too will go to hell. So give us an answer. That's why Allah said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنِ أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. Those people that it has preceded from us, that they are people of excellence, they are farthest away from hell. So this is the answer. And they also know that ma will normally be used for things that have no life, but they are doing this to bring Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam into argument that the Prophet will not have time to concentrate on his duty.
إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل.
إن هو إلا عبد أنعمنا عليه وجعلناه مثلا لبني إسرائيل. إن هو Illa Abdun and Amna Alehi. He is nothing but a servant of us that we blessed. Wajalna Masalan Libani Israel, that we also make to be example, a standing or a sterling example for the people of Bani Israel, for the children of Anabi Yaqub. Because here, whenever you are giving example, you bring out something that will stand out. The time. So anytime somebody sees it, you know that this is an example. That's why whenever you are describing a place to somebody, you look for a landmark that is outstanding, and you use that to give a person a direction. When you go to that place, see there is one very long tree, Dogo Ichie, stop there. When you go to that place, there is a traffic, stop there. So the same thing. Allah just told us, وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا. He is one that everything apart from Allah, he created in pairs. He created the firmament, then he created the earth. This one is up, this one is down. When he came to create a human being, he created Adam, no father, no mother. There was the opposite of that. He created human beings. There is a father, there is a mother. But where is the mother going to come from? He created a woman from Adam without any woman. The woman was created, Hawa, Eve. So which means, technically, he has a father, he has no mother. Then, is there any, what is the opposite of that? Is to create a person from a woman without a man. And that is Jesus Christ. So Allah creates everything in pairs. This one from no father, no mother. This one's from father, from mother. This one from a man. This one from a man alone. This one from a woman alone. If Jesus Christ is so special, then Adam should be more special than Jesus Christ. That's what Allah said in the Quran, Inna masala Isa inda Allahi kamasali Adam harakahu min turabin thumma qala lahu kun fayakun. All is the will of Allah. If not, you cannot just put mud together and say, be a human being suddenly. There is blood in him, there is everything in him. He can talk, he can reason, he can do whatever he can do. It's Allah that says so. The same way, you cannot just stand up. There is no lady. Suddenly, you take from the rib, it's a bee, and it's a lady that has a different characteristics from this man, and is appealing to this man. And if he meets with this man, you have children from him. If it's not the will of Allah, it's not possible. A lady, no man meets her, nothing. She's just pregnant and she delivers. All these are examples. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Allah said, I made it as an example for people, children of Israel.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ.
وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ. If I so wish, Allah said, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ, if we so wish to give you another example that is stronger than this, لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً, we can even make angels to be out of you. فِي الْأَرْضِ, on earth, يَخْلُفُونَ, and they will be the one that they will be inheriting you. Today, you are there. Look back. The last 50 years, most people that are there that were 50 years, where are they now? They are now in the earth. Who is their people that took over from them? We are the ones. Tomorrow, our children will be the one to inherit us. The next one, like that. Let's say, if he so wishes, najalna minkum malaikatan, I will have made angels to come out of you. They are the ones that will inherit you. Yakhlufun, they will inherit the earth after you. But I did not do that. So there's, as Allah, nothing is above Allah. That's why he's telling them this. Walau nasha'u laja'alna minkum malaikatan fil ardi yakhlufun.
Wa innahu la'ilmun lis-sa'ati fala tamtarunna biha wattabi'un. Hadha siratun mustaqim.
وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا فَاتَّبِعُونِ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was now telling them, if you see angels staying on earth, don't take it that it's a good news for you. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Whenever you see angels coming on earth, then it's a sign of that the world is coming to an end. But even now, this message that you see coming to you now, Jesus Christ himself that came to you now, إِنَّهُ لَإِلْمُ لِسَاعَةِ. Jesus Christ coming is nothing but knowledge that the end of the world has come. Because from the time that Jesus Christ came to the world, to the end of the world, it's not probably going to be up more than 2,000 years. So people are saying that it's 2,000 or 3,000 years, that the whole world is 7 days. The whole world is 7 days, and each day, وَإِنَّ يَوْمَا إِنَّ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سِنَةٍ مَا تَعُدُّونَ. It's like 1,000 years. Then they are saying, the whole world sub at أَيَّامٍ. That's 7,000 years. And now, we have done close to 6,000 and something, which means the close to the end of the world is there. Whatever, even if it's in your tech car, you have a full tank, immediately your petrol passes the half tank, you say, oh, my fuel shall soon finish. So after half of the world has passed, then what is to expect is the end of it. Not that the first round came after 3/4 of the world has passed. Allah is telling us now, وَإِنَّهُ Jesus Christ himself, or the angels, لَإِلْمٌ لِسَّاعَةِ. When you see angels coming to the world frequently, or now, even the coming of Jesus Christ now, is a sign that the time for the end of the world has come. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا. Don't be in doubt of it. Follow me. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. Follow whatever I ask you to do. The Prophet is telling people of Makkah, that is the correct path and the straight path. The Prophet himself is the straight path. Whenever you say in your prayer, إِنَّ صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ, you're asking Allah to guide you to the Prophet. He is the path. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. Do you say you love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? You love the Prophet. But if you say you love Allah, and it's Allah that you love, then how do you get to Allah? The only way, Allah loves the Prophet. Call to the Prophet. If you know you love Allah, then anytime you are with the Prophet, you are with Allah. Because somebody comes, he says he loves you very much, but he does not know who you are. He does not know where you are, but he knows somebody that is always with you, which means he should hold to this person. That's why, إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. The same thing here. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. That is the straight path. If you follow me, you get to Allah. This is what Allah is telling us. Let us all follow the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We follow him. Anyway, you are with the Prophet, you are with Allah. That's all.
وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ.
وَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. I have said, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow me. But be very careful. Satan is going to cross your road and stop you from following me. Wala yasdunnakum shaytan. Don't allow Satan to stop you, to block you from following me. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. He is an enemy to you that is very clear. We are just told, وَمَنْ يَعَشُ عَنْ ذِكِرِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُكَيِّدْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا هُوَ لَهُ قَرِيمًا. Whoever dims his sight from the remembrance of Allah, saying that if you make it to remember Allah, you turn your eyes away from it, you turn away from it, you don't see it. Satan himself has said it. لَآتِيَنَّهُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. That I am going to go to them from their frontage, from their back, from their right, from their left. You will never find them to be thankful to Allah. Which means the biggest door that Satan stands on is that of gratitude. Immediately something happened to you, you are looking the little discomfort that just come to you now is what takes your attention. The big comfort that is to you, you throw it away. Huh? Suddenly, your husband is giving you food, giving you money. Every month, you are buying food, you are eating. Suddenly, a time came. Just once now, you didn't have money. You throw away all the past. He's a bad person. He has not given me money for food, all this. The same thing you. Maybe you have several children. One is sick. You are trying to get this one cured. You can't get it cured. Say, what have I done to God? What have you standing? You are breathing now. You have life. What will Allah give you more than health and more than Islam and more than the Prophet? Nothing. If you have all these things and you still believe that there is something that is so important that you lost, look at the Quran, the word of Allah before you. Look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said he's yours. Fattabi'uni, follow me. And Allah said he's an example to you. So that's why he said, you are the one here. If you are following the Prophet, وَلَا يَسْدَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ أَدُوُّ الْمُبِينِ. Don't allow Satan to come and block your route from following the path. And Satan is there to block your route. And the biggest door he will stand on is that of gratitude. You will not, instead of you to be grateful to Allah, you are seeing little things that you are going to use to be an ingrate. May Allah make all of us to be grateful to Allah, to always show gratitude to Allah, not to look at the little things that are meeting us. Like some people come to the university, you fail an exam, and so what? Maybe that your failure is the success of your life. You don't know. Or you are looking for a lady to marry. God did not write that it's the one you're going to marry. Suddenly you turn against everybody. Huh? If you look for others, what are you going to do? Or you are looking for a position. You have begged, you have lobbied, they have promised you, they are going to give you that position. Some have even tried. Then it came, you are not given the position. You became very sorry, in a sorry state, you are looking bad, you are looking this, I begged, I prayed, this madam, I gave him so much, he did nothing. All these people, what of the health that Allah has given you? When you are in the hospital, just for one issue, then you know that one organ of your body, the whole world cannot buy it. Sometimes people go to the hospital, they say, why is it that the cost of oxygen is so much? Why is it that the cost of putting catheter to remove urine is so much? Why is it that the cost of these things are so much? I said, for Allah to show you that what you are taking for free every day is not free. Allah has only given it to you free. This oxygen that you are inhaling every day is not free. For Allah gave it to you free. Thank Allah for it. You go now, you may have to pay 80,000 for one cylinder of oxygen in hospital. That will not last you for more than 3 hours. So let us thank Allah. Satan is going to block your road, but as long as you are showing gratitude to Allah constantly, you will not be able. That's why when you are starting Fatiha, Fatihatul Kitab, inshallah, the first verse you're going to say is Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Praise, gratitude is for Allah, the one that is the Lord of the whole of this universe. You start with gratitude. Continuously hold gratitude and always be pleased. You can see in Fatihatul Kitab, Allah is saying, Salatul Ladina An'amta Alayhim, the part of those that we blessed, and amta alayhim, we gave our favors and we blessed. And they say, who are these people? They said, minan nabiyina wa siddiqina wa shuhada wa salihin. They are the prophets, they are the martyrs, they are the righteous servants of Allah. These are the people that Allah said he blessed. Sheikh Ibrahim said, but we know that some of them were killed, some of them were punished, some of them had no child, some of them, their wife did not deliver. Well, Allah said he blessed them, which means don't use the worldly matter in judging blessing. وَلَا يَزَنَّكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَ عِيسَى بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالَ قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ.
فلما جاء عيسى بالبينات قال قد جئتكم بالحكمة وليبين لكم بعض الذي تختلفون فيه فاتقوا الله وأطيعون. When, remember, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Nabi Isa, Jesus Christ, came to them, this is what he said. قال قد جئتكم بالحكمة. I have come with wisdom to give you. وليبين لكم بعض الذي تختلفون فيه. I am going to clarify to you some of the things that you people are in argument about. Therefore, as I clarify them to you, fear Allah wa ati'un and follow me. Because here, the Prophet met that even they, the Christians, they have so many things that they are in defense of. With regards to them, to the Torah, most of the verses that was concerning the judgments of those that steal, of those that commit fornication, they have changed it. And the wisdom that he came with is that worship Allah, he alone. But the same Jesus Christ now, they are now divided behind him in three. Some of them said, Jesus Christ is God himself. He came in human form, subhanAllah. Some said, no, he is not God. He is the Son of God. That's why at the end of this, Allah is going to point it out that Allah has no son. He is the Son of God. So which means if he is the Son of God, whatever you give to God, you have to give to him. So since you are worshipping God, you have to worship him. This is what they are saying. Some people say, no, there are three divinities. There is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So they are divided like this. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear Allah, وَأَطِيعُونَ, and then follow me.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مستقيم.
إن الله وربي وربكم فاعبدوه هذا صراط مستقيم. Jesus Christ is now telling them, let me tell you people, for sure Allah, إن الله هو ربي, he is my Lord, وربكم, and he is your Lord, all of you. إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَرَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. Then all of you worship Allah, he alone. Hazza, this Siratun is the path mustaqim that is upright, that is most straight. Here, I've told all of us before that this word, Rabb, if there is any word after Allah and Rahman and Rahim that we should try to understand is this word, Rabb. Because it's one of the five names that every day we are taking to go to Allah. And it came in the Quran over 980 times. Anytime you are going to beg for something, Allah will use this word, Rabb. Anytime Allah wants to give us something, He will use this word, Rabb. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana innana amanna. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana. Rabbana hab lana min ladunka zurriyatan thayyibatan wa jannatan. Rabbana innana sami'na munadiya. Rabbana. And it's very important for us to know what is Rabb. Because you should worship Him. Inna Allah huwa Rabbi. Allah, He is my Rabb. Wa Rabbukum, He is your Rabb, all of you. Fa'buduhu, He alone, do you worship. Haza, doing this, Siratun is the path, mustaqim, that is most straight. Then what is Rabb? The simplest meaning in English is just say, Lord. But in Arabic, it's not just that. So for you to appreciate the meaning of Rabb, you have to go back to another verse where Allah is telling you that وَكَدَيَ رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا فَإِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرُ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُل لَّهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُل لَّهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا وَفِدْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ وَقُل رَّبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Allah told us that we should worship Him alone, but to our parents we should be nice. At the end, He said, this is the prayer we should offer to our parents. He said, Rabbi, my Lord, irhamhuma, bless both of them. Kama rabbayani, like they lorded over me, sagiran, when I was small. Then you can now appreciate the meaning of Rabb. He is the one that nurtures you, educates you, brings you up, gives you your supply, bothers about you day and night. That's how your mother is. In the womb of your mother, she's the only one. When you came out, it's still your mother is still the only one breastfeeding you, keep looking after you. After 2 years now, you will see your father assisting your mother in taking care of you. So the two of them have now become your Rabb. The Lord's taking care of you. Kama Rabbayani. Because Rabb is taken from the word Terbiya. Terbiya is education. Education is to nurture, to impart into your brain, to tell you from time to time what to do so that you grow up into somebody good. Your father will continue to be giving your mother assistance in this line until you get to about the age of 6. Then they will now take you and give you to a teacher who will continue that education. That's same terbiya, taking from Rabb. Then they will continue like that until you get to the age of maturity. Then they give you to somebody that you'll be following about to see how the world is. By the time you get to 21, then Allah will take over the responsibility of leadership alone. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi said, from that first stage to this stage is Rabbun Nas. He gave it to somebody else. Then after that, Allah will now give you strength, power to do whatever you want to do, Malikin Nas. Then when you have gathered and you have enough and you have wisdom, Allah will be taking away the strength from you. You don't need it now. Because now it's your heart. You should go back to Allah, Ilahin Nas. So here, anytime you are breathing, know that this provision is from your Rabb, the one that is taking care of you. Just like the time you are taking breast milk, it's from your mother. Anytime that you are taking water, know that it's from your Rabb, the one that is taking care of you. Just like the time that your mother was giving you food, like pap and the rest. Anytime you are eating, know that it's from Allah, your Rabb. Just like the way that your father was making provision for you. Every part of your life, Allah is the one in charge. Which means at all the time, always think of nothing but Allah. That's why the Prophet Muhammad said, when you come to ruku'u, if you are at ruku'u and your mind is not at rest at the time you are in ruku'u, you have no prayer. Farka hatta tatma'inna raki'a. I've been saying it and we're going to say it. When you come to ruku, say Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdihi. Each state, you are reminding yourself at the time that you are small, 21 years. When you are strong and you are doing all things, another 21 years. The final one, another 21 years. You are now fit to leave the world. This one who grew you on earth, you are going to go back to him. As you are saying it, what is the meaning? Rabbi al-Azim, my Lord that is nurturing me, educating me, is a great one. With what is he nurturing you and bringing you up? With what is giving you of the air, of the water, of the food, physically? With what is giving you spiritually from the Quran that you just stood up and read in your salah? Don't go to Salah, you don't know what the Imam said. You don't know Fatiha. Everybody should try to understand Fatiha. Like, but when we're starting fasting, I said, anybody who does not know Fatiha, before we finish this fasting, let him know the meaning of each letter and each word in Fatiha. What is difficult about it? Don't stand up and say, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a pharmacist. I want to be an engineer. I want to be this. Also say, I want to be a slave of Allah, a good one. What is wrong in that? I want to be DG. I want to be this. The Quran that Allah sent to you, don't know the meaning of it. Inna Allah wa Rabbi wa Rabbukum. Fa'abuduhu. Hadha siratun mustaqim. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah grant us the Quran. May He give us understanding of the Quran. May He make us to be among the beloved of the Prophet. May Allah make us to see the Prophet in this world and hereafter. May Allah assist those assisting Islam. May Allah assist all those that are assisting Muslims. All these are brothers that are being killed daily, being marched with vehicles. They are dead bodies being trampled on. May Allah also do the same thing to the Bani Israel. We are hearing how wicked they are. This is not how they have been like this. They are going to be like this. All of us, let us be cautious of what we are doing. People love the Western world and the Western life too much. This is stupidity. This is foolishness. Let us love the Prophet. Let us love his way of life. Not the way of life of these people that are only after the world. All they know is this world. وَيُثْرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Let us love Allah. Let us love the Prophet. Let us love his way of life. Not that we want to wear what they wear. We want to write what they write. We want to do what they do. No. May Allah make us to love Allah and the Prophet more than any other thing. May Allah Ta'ala cure those among those that are sick. May Allah give forgiveness to those among those that have died. All those looking for good wives, may Allah give them. All those that are looking for good husbands, may Allah give it to them. All of us that are doing the exam, may Allah grant us success in our exams. May Allah Ta'ala grant us prosperity in our life. What we are going to eat, what we are going to wear, where we are going to sleep, what we are going to write, the one that will not bring us to China, may Allah give it to us. May Allah reward our sheikhs. May He reward the Prophet. May He reward the sahabas for us. May He make us to live this world with La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim maliki yawm al-din. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-siratal mustaqim as-siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghayril maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النفاتي المعقلق الخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدرهم الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.